Brian Sotheby joins. So Suds, if you this was back in your young single days, like there's no chance you go to bed and like this is not a night where this is not a night where you go stay home to get up early for the game or to show up at the bar at five. This is pretty much you put in a good shift on an all nighter on.
That's
Saturday.
What I'll be doing now. I'll be going to bed at nine p.m. But no, back in the day it would be rip roaring all night and likely falling into a gutter probably at 9 a.m.
Well, yeah, but what's funny about it is you've always had everybody who's I've been on a few all-nighters. Everybody's always tried a few in their life, and usually you get that second win. Like you have that hour or half an hour time where you're just like, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah,
I gotta go, and your buddy's like, no, stick with it. And because eventually it changes, then you get your second win. You're like, all right, let's go. And then your buddy's down in the dumps, and he's like, get me out of here. And you're like, no, you're staying up. And then you just go through the cycle. It's really a teamwork effort. It's hard to do an all-nighter. Or by yourself.
I'm fired up for this because I'm excited to see the shape of some people come Sunday morning.
Oh yeah, it would be good. Now, speaking of shape and everything, what we're going to do is add this. Jeff currently has the leading bid at $750, and what we're going to do, we're going to add into it. It's packaged next Friday night at West Edmonton Mall. It's a gala event, a Mardi Gras theme, where they have girls dressed up in body paint at the Mardi Gras and carnival attire. There's contortionists, fire acts, magicians, jugglers. It's a great night out. And also, it's all the running, all money raised goes toward kids' charities like Camp Warwa, Aunts and Uncles at Large, Special Olympics, etc. from the Canadian Progress Club. And it's a table for 10. And what we're going to do, Suds is going to come.
I'm coming.
This is a rare night out. Trust me, boys. This will be off the charts. So Sotheby and myself with eight of you at a table. With your table, we get a half a case of wine. Also, a complimentary cover to go to Red Piano Dueling Bar later on. Suds, who knows? Maybe he'll get up there and sing. You never know what can happen. Your company logo will be displayed on the large screens during the gala. You also get recognition of your company name and logo in the event program.
Cool.
Okay. So Jeff has it at $750. Adding Sotheby, well, we got to double that before the end of the show now. The stories himself that he can tell, all the PG stories happen on the air. All of his R-rated stories will happen next Friday night. So if you and 80 of your buddies, some clients coming down, we'll have loads of fun next Friday night. Currently, Jeff has it at $750. So you can text in at 101260 or call Meg at 444-1260. They'll be well rested. At, you know, this Sunday, you got 5 days to then rest up for Mardi Gras
that's
Gala.
That's plenty.
Oh, that's plenty.
It's about a 2 day hangover at this age.
Oh, yeah. If you had to do an all nighter like that, oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, you know what? You'd still like to try it. That's the great part about it is.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter how old you are, you always think you can revert back to the days when you could do it all the time.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You'll always give it an effort.
And when you haven't done it in so long. Mm-hmm. Makes it that much worse.
Right. It's just like the guy who hasn't played hockey in 6 months.
You have to train for it.
And goes out and plays hard the first game. And then, you know, he wonders why he can't move the next day.
Yeah,
it's really no different.
Yeah.
But if you're true Canadian and, you know, you're a gamer, then you'll step up.
Oh.
And you'll show up and you'll do it. So,
it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. All right. What did you think of the game today?
I liked it. Obviously, I liked the outcome. It was a fun game. USA-Canada, for me, that's the matchup that I always want to see. There obviously wasn't a ton of scoring, so that I'd love to see more scoring, but it was fun. I liked the outcome. I was hanging out with a few of my buddies watching the game. They're always fired up and diehard and into it, so the atmosphere where I was rocking pretty good, and just happy they were able to pull it out.
Interesting you told me, you said, you know what, I wasn't on the edge of my seat like it was against Latvia, which is funny because you'd think, well, the Americans probably have a better chance to tie it, but the risk of being upset by the Latvians, I agree with you, that was kind of more like, well, what is happening here, man? The Latvians, geez, something could happen, but I never felt that way with the third period against the U.S.
Yeah, the game today, I just marveled at Canada. Like, this was the first game of this tournament, at least, where I sat back and was just really in awe of the defense's ability and all the players' ability to be so poised, so in control in the moment. They were playing a more North American game because of the team they were playing, so they looked more comfortable. But when I was watching the Latvia game, I was way more tense in the third period because they only got three or four shots. It seemed like every time they came down the ice, though, you expected Carey Price, who had no work, to to struggle with every shot that was fired on net. And a game like today, it's a tight game. I thought it was a great hockey game to watch. It was still entertaining because it was Canada-US. But if they end up losing or the US ties that game and they actually lost, I feel like they lost to a good team. That Latvia game, if they lose to Latvia. So I felt a lot more pressure and stress for them in the third of that game, and just a huge sigh of relief when they pulled that one out.
Yeah, it's really another game where the score, I thought, kind of flattered the United States. Canada, yeah. You know, they're not giving up many quality chances. Quick definitely was the busier of the two goaltenders. And, you know, Canadian forwards got a lot of good chances. They were a little bit better at moving the puck to the middle of the ice, but still on that big ice surface, a lot of their chances are still coming from the outside. I find the wingers, and a lot of times when they set up in the offensive zone, maybe you probably just get lost on the ice a little bit, but you see the guys up against the boards, mm-hmm. which is so much farther away from the net.
Well, I think that's a lot of these guys, you know, obviously Getzlaff, Perry, they want to work the boards. So it's strange for them, I'm sure, to play on this ice where, you know, teams just can collapse to the middle and almost leave you out there. I mean, that's where they play to the strengths of their game. Crosby's the same way. When he can get you on the boards and use his strength and be low and get you turning and spin off you, that's how a lot of these guys can create a lot of their chances. So, you know, a game like today, I thought it suited them a lot more. I felt like, just like you said, the game was more in Canada's favor. I don't feel like, I think the shots were 36-31. I thought Canada definitely had the edge, and it could have been a lot worse if Quick wasn't standing tall on a lot of plays. Carey Price made some big saves, but I thought it could have been a lot better for Canada if Quick wasn't there.
Jeff O'Neill, right after on our station, said it was disrespectful to not play Marty St. Louis' shift. To me, it's a four-line game. You're allowed to dress those guys, and I'm sure you have the conversation as a coach before the game, say, guys, the only way you're getting on the ice today is likely if there's an injury. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's probably saying that from the standpoint that Marty's 38 years old and been around a long time. I would bet that's where it's coming from. I don't think Jeff O'Neill's saying that if Matt Duchene sits on the bench all game at, you know, as a 22-year-old or 23 or whatever he is. You know, Jeff O'Neill's a veteran guy. He's been around a long time, and he's probably feeling for an older guy that had to sit on the bench. But I would imagine Babcock talked to him. He's a guy that got added late, whether he's happy about that or not. I would have to think that he's just happy to be here at this point, be a part of the experience. I'm sure he'd love to play, and he's ready to go at any moment. But I don't think – I'd find it hard to believe if Mike Babcock didn't go to him before the game and say, Marty, you're likely not going to play at all today. I'm going to go with the lines that I want to go with and just try to stay sharp if we need you.
I think you have to.
Yeah.
It's better to go to – it's about winning, and I think St. Louis, sure, it'd be hard – but that's his role, and you got to be on the bench, and you got to be a vocal guy, yep. cheering on. It's tough for sure, but you kind of got to put your pride aside.
It's tough, but it's easier when you're playing for your country. Like when you go to tournaments like this, and Team Canada does a great job with their selection process, and then once you get there, it's all about team building. It's almost a, you know, the first few days are brainwashing you that this is Team Canada, and there's no stragglers. You have to buy in, or we don't want you here. And I would imagine that at that level, it's no different for those guys.
When you wore the jersey for Canada, do you remember you talked jokingly about brainwashing? What specific things do they say about being Canadian at that event?
Well, it's more they do so many team building events. They put you in situations where you have to be a leader. You can't sort of sink away. There's a lot of team building where you're out on your own in front of the team, almost uncomfortable.
Doing what?
Plays or like skits.
Okay.
There's just tons of stuff, competitions, you know, working together as pairs or groups as part of a team to you know, win or get to a goal. I remember before games, we had almost a meditation. Our trainer would come in, we'd turn the lights off. It was a song by Creed, and for like 4 minutes, we'd all be lying on the floor, lights off, eyes closed. This is probably hour before the game, hour, 15 minutes before the game, and lights off, and he'd just be talking.
The trainer would be talking.
Almost like brainwashing.
Like,
sense.
What like, would he be saying?
Just pumping us up, but we're playing for our country. Very subdued, but we're playing for our country here. It's all about the team. It's not about you. Go out there, do whatever we have to do to win today. Like, those types of things are all of what makes up Team Canada. And so I get what O'Neill's saying. Completely disrespectful, I think, in an NHL game, but at this point, at this stage, I don't think he has to try to squeeze someone in.
When you were laying on the floor listening to that, when it was done, because I'm sure you probably had never done that before in your career. Never. Did you feel like, okay, I am fired up.
Yeah.
Let's go right now.
I mean, you want to just run through a wall. I mean, very cool. The stuff that you do through Team Canada, it grows you as a player and a person, just because there's situations you find yourself in there that you don't necessarily find yourself in on the club team. And it's all about, I talked about it last week, just the discipline factor and the PK Subban and turning the puck over maybe late in that game, and how, sure, he might not try that in a gold medal game, but doing that against teams, they just don't allow that on Team Canada. And when I use the example of punching that guy against Finland in an exhibition game and it was 7-1, mm-hmm. I got pulled up to the front of the room and asked, what if you do this in the gold medal game? And they just really drive home that this is team, and it's all about your country. And I'd find it hard to believe if Marty's – I'm sure he's upset deep down, but I doubt he's showing it, and I'm sure he'd rather be there than not.
Well, and the thing is, you know what? It's about the team. It's not about Marty St. Louis. I completely disagreed with the comment.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? You've got to go with that. Blake Wheeler didn't play. Dan Hamhuis didn't play. Like, why? Because Marty St. Louis 38 just suddenly, it has – to me, it's about winning, and age is not a factor. And I'm sure Marty St. Louis would tell you, I'm no different than anybody else. If Dan Hamhuis is here, or P.K. Subban, a Norrie Trophy winner, he's not even on the bench.
Right.
So it's,
but I think that's where that's where it's coming from.
Yeah. It's
an old boy – looking out for an old boy,
yeah,
I think.
And,